Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends, and welcome back to our discussion on the church at Thyatira. Today we're going to wrap up our discussion on the portion of Scripture that talks about Jezebel and her influence on the church there at Thyatira. Jezebel called herself a prophetess. In other words, she said that she was speaking under the inspiration of God. And apparently many people believed her because they followed her lies. God says that we should worship Him in spirit and in truth, but she introduced lies into the worship of the true God, and that's called idolatry. And instead of the church kicking her out, some people put up with that. And so what was the effect? She led them actually into paganism, just like the Jezebel did in the time of Ahab, king of Israel. She was influential over Ahab, king of Israel, in leading Israel into paganism, into the false worship of the one true God. And so this is how this Jezebel was also in the congregation at Thyatira. And what does God say when people are trying to influence us into idolatrous practices? God says that we have to flee from idolatry. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 14. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 14 it says, "So my dear friends, flee from idolatry." In verse 15 it says, "I am talking to sensible people. Decide for yourselves what I am saying. The cup of blessing that we bless is a sign of our sharing in the blood of Christ, isn't it? The bread that we break is a sign of our sharing in the body of Christ, isn't it?" In other words, there are symbols that God uses that are symbols He wants to use to teach us truths. God specifically mentions the symbols that we should use to teach us great truths, but there are symbols that Satan wants to use to teach us lies so that we can be drawn away from worshiping God in spirit and in truth, and instead can worship the true God with lies. And so some of these lying symbols are such things as the Easter Bunny. That's a lie. Such things as Santa Claus. That's a lie. It's also a lie that Jesus was resurrected on a Sunday. You cannot fit 3 days and three nights from a Friday sunset into a Sunday morning resurrection. That is a lie from Satan the devil. Jesus was not born on December 25th or anywhere around there. He was born most likely in late September, early October, around the Feast of Tabernacles, maybe a little bit earlier, at the Feast of Trumpets. Those are days that God teaches us we should be observing, as opposed to Christmas and Easter, which are based on lies. These symbols take us away from the worship of the true God. The worship of the sun in the sky is what Christmas is all about. That's nothing more than the winter solstice with a Christian name slapped on it. But that's Satan's way of deceiving people. And what does it say in the book of Revelation? It says that Satan deceives the whole world. Now, Satan will deceive the world through totally false religions, like the Islamic religion, like Buddhism, like Hinduism. Those are completely false religions. But also, Satan the devil has done a masterful job in infiltrating true Christianity and instead substituting traditional Christianity, where the traditions of men based on false symbols, pagan symbols, that are lies from Satan to deceive us. That's what's taken hold in Christianity. That's what most people know Christianity as, is these pagan traditions that have a Christian name slapped on top of them. That's not Christianity at all, not from the Bible. We have to worship God in spirit and in truth. Now, a lot of people will say, "Well, you know, you're nothing but a legalist. You're always talking about observing the Sabbath and observing God's holy days instead of observing Christmas and Easter." Well, you can call me a legalist. I follow what God tells me. I'm not like Adam and Eve, who God told, you should not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but eat of the tree of life. And instead, Satan came in and said, wait a minute, did God really say that? God must be wrong. He must be holding back something from you. Don't you know that when you eat of this tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you'll be like God. You can decide for yourself what's right and wrong. You don't need God to tell you what to do. And Satan deceived them. Well, he deceived Eve, and Adam just blatantly disobeyed God. They sinned, and they introduced all of the suffering that we have in this world today because they would not obey God. So you want to call me a legalist? That's fine. I obey what God says. And let me tell you something else. James, one of the apostles, said, all right, you say that you have faith. You worship God in spirit, right? You say that you have faith. Well, that's fine. But to me, it's nothing but a bunch of hot air. You can say you love the Lord all you want. You can say Jesus is my Savior all you want. But me, this is what James is saying, but me, I'm going to show you my faith by my works, because faith without works is dead. Even the demons know that there's only one true God, and they tremble in their boots. But that does not mean that they obey God. The type of faith that I have, James is saying, is the type of faith that I prove by my works. Going back to Adam and Eve. Do you believe that if Adam and Eve believed God, that they would have disobeyed God? No, that's ludicrous. If they truly had faith in God, they would have obeyed God. And that's what I want you to see, my friends. That's why we're going through this letter to the church at Thyatira that Yeshua the Messiah wrote to them. And he talked about, you put up with Jezebel, this woman who calls herself a prophetess. She claims to speak in the name of God, but she's teaching you lies. She's leading you into idolatry. Do not listen to her. Do not tolerate her. I'm telling you the same thing, my friends, on the authority of the Bible. Satan is a deceiver, and he has deceived the whole world. Read about that in the book of Revelation. And one of the ways that Satan has deceived the whole world is through religion, false religions, even the religion of evolution, which we call evolution. But whether it's there is no God, which is atheism, and evolution teaches that there is no God, or whether it's a false God, or whether it's false practices within Christianity, all of that is either idolatry or it's just flat out lies. And God hates that. He wants you to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And so after reading 1 Corinthians chapter 8, as we did in the last program, and Acts chapter 15, we should conclude these three things. And also, if you want to read 1 Corinthians chapter 10, where it talks about eating things sacrificed to idols, which is one of the things that Jezebel taught the people in Thyatira that it was okay to do. When you read these three chapters on eating meat and food sacrificed to idols, we should learn three lessons. Number one, anyone eating anything in a manner that reinforces the practice of idolatry should stop immediately if they desire to become a Christian. That's number one. If you want to become a Christian, then stop eating anything in a manner that reinforces the practice of idolatry. Number two, one who is already a believer, if he is a believer that's struggling with the idea that eating anything in a manner that reinforces the practice of idolatry, that person should stop immediately in order not to sin against their conscience. So this might be a person that says, well, you know, yeah, I know that Christmas and Easter, that's based on paganism, that's just a bunch of lies, but you know, it's not going to hurt anything. I'm doing it for the kids. And after all, you know, I've seen some people in your church, and they seem to be okay with it. So we better, those of us who are mature and who know that it's wrong, we better not be involved with this idolatrous kind of practice. And we better not cause our brothers and sisters to stumble. And so any believer that's struggling with the idea that eating anything in a manner that reinforces the practice of idolatry, they should stop immediately, not to sin against their conscience. And then we as mature Christians, this is the third thing, who know that an idol is nothing, we should make sure that this liberty of ours does not cause the less mature Christians to stumble, because they might think Well, you know, this idol is something. They might give some credibility to this idea that Jesus was born on December 25th or that Jesus was resurrected on Sunday. And so we should definitely not at all follow these pagan practices and give any credence to that nonsense whatsoever. Now, you may say, well, if you read in the book of Romans, it says that one person esteems one day above another, and another esteems another day above another, and we all have to answer to God. Well, we're going to discuss that as we get into this subject about God's holy days, not these pagan holidays, but God's holy days. And also, you might be thinking in the book of Colossians that it says, let no one judge you in meat or in drink or in the Sabbath or a holy day or new moons, but because those things are only a shadow of things to come, but the substance is really of Christ. Well, we're also going to discuss that when we talk about God's holy days as opposed to these pagan holidays, which Satan has actually instituted to deceive people, to take people away from the worship of the true God, because God, again, says to worship him in spirit and in truth. So we're going to cover both of those scriptures, and as you're going to see from the scriptures, it's very different what God is teaching us from the interpretation that you see from traditional Christianity that obviously wants to uphold its traditions. Now, I am not saying, and please hear me, every time I discuss this, I have to say that I am not saying that the people who follow these pagan practices, who actually use lies from Satan the devil in their worship of the true God, I'm not saying that people who do that are evil people. Jezebel, I'm not even saying that Jezebel in the church at Thyatira was an evil person necessarily, although the Jezebel in the Old Testament was indeed an evil person. But I'm not even saying that the Jezebel in the church at Thyatira was an evil person. But let me say this to you. You would say, as a Christian, hopefully, you would say, well, the Hare Krishna movement, that's just a bunch of baloney. That's a bunch of malarkey. That's paganism. That's not worshiping the true God, because Hare Krishna is not a God. There's only one true God, and there's only one way by which we can be saved, and that's through Yeshua Messiah. Hopefully you would say that the Islamic religion is not the way to God. That's a false religion. That's not worshiping the one true God, because they don't believe that Jesus is God. So you would say that, right? Well, what I'm saying to you, and you would at the same time say, well, you know, but I know a lot of Muslims that are great people. I know a lot of Muslims that are great people that we're friends with. That's not the issue. The issue is that they are not worshiping the one true God, because they have false doctrines that lead people astray. Well, that's all I'm saying too, is that traditional Christianity does not worship God in spirit and in truth. The doctrines, the traditions of false Christianity lead people astray from worshiping the one true God, and that is Satan's intent. That's all I'm trying to say. I'm not saying that people are evil. I'm just saying that people are deceived. They may be sincere, but they are sincerely wrong. God says we must worship him sincerely in spirit, but also we must worship him in truth. And the truth of the matter is, if we don't worship God in spirit and in truth, then we are committing idolatry. Well, thank you for joining me on this program, my friends. I hope you'll come back for the next program, and may God be in you.